Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Read the word. We're building an army of word readers. The majestic word of God. Man, that shirt makes me look like I got a big head with just a little tiny neck out here. I'm just sitting out on the back porch. I love it. It's 20 degrees. It's actually Saturday night, and I'm recording extra ones, so on a trip home, it's easier to have this and just upload it to you than it is to try to record it out there on that road like I've been doing. But welcome. We're in the Book of Chronicles, and we're going to be reading some more of the genealogies of the family of David and the different ones. And this is so important to God, because God is about family. And God is about every one of us creating a legacy in our own life, in our own families. Every one of us knows every man is, you're going to live and you're going to die, and you can't take it with you. Even the story of the man in Ohio who was buried on his Harley in a glass case. Guess what? As soon as he stopped breathing, it didn't matter what he had with the Harley or anything else, because he's on the other side, looking God face to face or looking the enemy face to face. But yet, in God, genealogy is so important. Book of Deuteronomy says, we have the promise of our children to 1,000 generations. So generations are very extremely important to God. Now, as we read this, you're going to remember some of these names, and they're going to become very familiar to you. Some of you have never read this in depth in the Word of God, and you should be very proud of your spiritual growth and development this year. If Jesus came right now tonight, he would be saying to you, well done, good and faithful servant, because you're being faithful in the Word of God. Ready? Let's pray our opening prayer like we pray every time we get here. Remember, you can find the prayer in the comments, in the notes of the program. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You might see a bug fly by. That's okay. I'm sitting outside. Here we go. First Chronicles chapter 3. The family of David. Now, you can cross-reference this to Matthew chapter 1, verse 6 in the New Testament. Now, these were the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The first was Amnon by Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess. The second, Daniel by Abigail, the Carmelitess. The third, Absalom, the son of Micah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah by Abital. The sixth, Ithream by his wife Eglah. These six were born to him in Hebron. There he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born to him in Jerusalem: Shemaiah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. Four by Bathshua, or Bathsheba, the daughter of Amiel. Also there were Ibhar, Elishama, Elishama, Eliphelet, Noga, Nephag, Japhi, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet, nine in all. These were all the sons of David, besides the sons of his concubines and Tamar, their sister. Isn't that interesting? Solomon's sons was Rehoboam. Abijah was his son. Asa his son. Jehoshaphat his son. Joram his son. Ahaziah his son. Joash his son. Amaziah his son. Azariah his son. Jotham his son. Ahaz his son. Hezekiah his son. Manasseh his son. Ammon his son. Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah were Johanan, the firstborn, the second, Jehoiakim, the third, Zedekiah, the fourth, Shalem. The sons of Jehoiakim were Jeconiah, his son, and Zedekiah, his son. We just had a whole bunch of sons right there. The family of Jeconiah. And the sons of Jeconiah were Aser, Shealtiel. You can see that in the lineage in Matthew. And Malchiram, Pedaiah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hashema, Nedabiah. The sons of Pedaiah were Zerubbabel and Shimei. The sons of Zerubbabel were Meshulam, Hananiah, Shilomith, their sister, and Hashubah, Obel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, Jushabah, Hezeb, five in all. Woo! The sons of Hananiah were Peliah, Pelatiah, and Jeshahiah. The sons of Rebeiah, the sons of Arnan, the sons of Obadiah, the sons of Shechaniah. The son of Shechaniah was Shemaiah. The son of Shemaiah were Hattush, Egal, Beriah, Nerush, Shaphat, six in all. The sons of Neariah were Eli Onai, Hezekiah, and Azricam, three in all. The sons of Eli Onai were Hedaviah, Eliashib, Pealiah, Akbud, Johanan, Dealiah, Del-Iah, and Anai, seven in all. Let's pause, take a drink of coffee. Now, the other thing that reading these genealogies are good for is it exercises your syllabic abilities. You got to learn how to pronounce the syllable on the right accent.
You didn't start with the genealogy of David.
I started in chapter 3. That's our references for tonight.
Oh, okay.
Now we're in 4. The family of Judah. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Re'aiah, the son of Shobal, begat Jahath, and Jahath begat Ahumai and Lehad. These were the families of the Zorahites. These were the sons of the father of Edom, Jezreel, Ishma, Ibdash, Idbash, and the name of their sister was Hazelalponi. Woo! And Penuel was the father of Geder, and Ezer was the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naara. Naara bore him Ahuzim, Hefer, Tamani, Hahasterai. These were the sons of Naara. The sons of Hela were Zerith, Zohar, and Ethnan. And Kaz begat Anab, Zobeba, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Haram. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brother, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him pain." Pain. How would you like to be named a pain in the neck? Well, it wasn't in the neck, but it was a pain. Verse 10, but look at this, a powerful verse here. As a matter of fact, I'm going to mark this. And Jabez called on the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me. You would keep me from evil, so that I would not cause pain. And God granted him what he requested. Now let's pause in the middle of all these names and say something spiritual here. Jabez asked God to change his name. His mother said, I'm going to name you Jabez because you caused me pain. And Jabez said, God, enlarge territory. May your hand be with me. Now watch this. So I will not cause pain. What was he saying to God? I was named the wrong name. I don't want to cause anyone pain. And look at what the last statement says. So God granted him what he requested. That's a prayer that you can pray every day. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory and my ability to receive it. That your hand would be with me. That you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. That's a powerful prayer, isn't it?
I don't see where it says his name wanted to be changed. What verse is that?
No.
No?
His mom named him Jabez because I caused pain.
Yeah.
And in verse 10 it says that you would keep me from evil that I may not cause pain, which means I'm changing my name. Okay. Mama named me Pain, but I'm going to be called something besides pain. Oh. And what he was called after that would be blessed, because everybody that met him said, have you met Jabez? He's very blessed.
Oh.
You see how I'm following that through there?
Yeah, in my translation, it says enlarge my coast.
Coast?
Yeah, it's coast, yeah. Name.
You know, coast is the outline of your border of your properties, your property line.
Oh.
Enlarge my territory.
It says coast.
Yeah.
Boundary, yeah, territory.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's good study. You ready? We're doing it right here in front of you. Verse 11. Chelbub, the brother of Shusha, begot Meher, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton begot Beth Rapha, Pasea, and T. Hina, and the father of Ir Nahash. These were the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Seraiah. The sons of Othniel were Hathath. And Maanathai, who begot Ophrah, Seraiah begot Joab, the father of Geharashim, for they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, were Eru, Elah, Naam. The son of Elah was Kenaz. The son of Jehaliel were Zipha, Tiria, Asrael. The sons of Ezra were Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. And Mered's wife bore Miriam, Shimei, Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. His wife, Jehudijah, bore Jared, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Sokah, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. And these were the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered took. The son of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Nahum, were the fathers of Keilah, the Garmite, of Eshtemoah, the Maccathite. And the sons of Shimon were Ammon, Rena, Ben-Hanan, and Telan. And the sons of Ishi were Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, the sons of Judah, were the father of Lekah, Leada, the father of Marisha, and the families of the house of the linen workers, of the house of Ashbia. They were linen workers. And that's something. Does that mean they ran 100 men or they made clothes? 22. The Jochim, the men of Chozeba and Joash, Seraph, who ruled in Moab, and Jeshub-Lehem. Now the records are ancient. Isn't that an interesting statement in there?
Jeshub-Lehem?
Say again?
I think it's Jeshub-Lehem.
Probably so. These were the potters and those who dwell at Net-Aim and Gedera. There they dwelt with the king for his work. Now, the family of Simeon. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, Jamin, Jerub, Zerah, and Shaul. Shalem, his son, Mibsam, his son, and Mishma, his son. The sons of Mishma were Hamuel, his son Zachar, his son Shimei. His son Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters.
Woo!
But his brothers did not have any children, many children, nor did any their family multiply as much as the children of Judah. They dwelt at Beersheba, Molada, Hazer Shuai, Bilha, Edom, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth, Markabath, Hazer, Susim, Beth Biri, and at Shaaraim. These were their cities until the reign of David. And their villages were Edom, Ain, Rimam, Toka, and Ashen, 5 cities. And all the villages that were around these cities as far as Baal. These were the dwelling places, and they maintained their genealogy. See how God loves us? And they maintained their genealogy. Meshobab, Jamlech, and Josha, the son of Amaziah, Joel, and Jehu, the sons of Joshibiah, the sons of Seriah, the sons of Asiel, Eli Onei, Jeakabah, Jesh Ohiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jessamiel, and Benaniah. Don't get discouraged. Keep reading. Ziza, the son of Shifi, the son of Elon, the son of Jedidiah, the son of Shimri, the sons of Shemaiah. These mentioned by names were leaders in their families, and their father's house increased greatly. See, God's showing you how he is building a nation. He's building the nation of Israel, which are the people who are alive today. I was telling Brother Michael, let's write this in here, 1745. I picked up in the lift car one day in Williston, North Dakota, the DA for our county. And he was an heir of the sons of Levi. He said, I can trace my family all the way to Levi. And he was a Messianic Jew.
Which is very prosperous.
And what an amazing man he was. It was quite a story. Verse 39. So they went to the entrance of Gedar, as far as the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found rich, good pasture, and the land was broad, quiet, and peaceful. For some Hamites formerly lived there. These recorded by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. And they attacked their tents and the Meunites who were found there and utterly destroyed them as it is to this day. So they dwelt in their place because their pasture was for their flocks there. Now some of them, 500 men of the sons of Simeon, went to Mount Seir, having as their captains Pilatiah, Tiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi, and they defeated the rest of the Amalekites who had escaped. They have dwelt there to this day. Chapter 5. This is a good exercise for the brain and the tongue.
Yeah.
Want to keep your brain young? Read the book of Chronicles. Here we go. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was indeed the firstborn, not because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Judah, was given to the sons of Joseph, the sons of Israel, so that the genealogy is not listed according to the birthright. Yet Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came a ruler although the birthright was Joseph's. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel were Shemaiah, his son Gog, his son Shimei, his son Micah, his son Reaiah, his son Baal, his son, and Beera, his son, whom Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, carried into captivity. He was the leader of the Reubenites and his brethren by their families. When the genealogy of their generations were registered, the chief, Jael, and Zechariah, and Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who dwelt in Aroer as far as Nebo and Baal-Meon. Eastward, they settled as far as the entrance of the wilderness, this side of the river of the Euphrates, because their cattle had multiplied in the land of Gilead, like God said. Now, in the days of Saul, they made war with the Hagarites, who fell by their hand, and they dwelt in their tents throughout the entire area east of Gilead. The family of Gad. What we're doing is just running through the children of Israel so that we're setting this up, because God loves genealogies. And yet in the middle of it, we found Jabez's prayer. We found some shirt workers that ran a good dry cleaning business. We found some that were
linen workers.
They were linen workers. That's what it was. Back to the family of Gad. Children of Gad dwelt next to them in the land of Bashan, as far as Saekiah. Joel was the chief. Shephaim the next, then Jaanai and Shaphat in Bashan. And their brethren of their father's house, Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jokan, Ziah, and Eber, seven in all. These were the children of Abihail, the son of Hiri, the son of Jerora, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jesh Ishai, the son of Jehoda, Jado, the son of Buzz. He's quite the Buzz. Ahai, the son of Abdiel, the son of Gunai, was chief ruler of the father's house. And the Gadites dwelt in Gilead, in Bashan, and in villages, in all the common lands of Sharon, with their borders. These, look at this, all these were registered by genealogies in the day of Jotham, king of Judah, in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The sons of Reuben, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 valiant men. These are the warriors. Men able to bear the shield and sword, the shield with the bow, and skillful in war, who went to war. Now, how come all of a sudden when we get to the sons of Gad, are we talking about them being warriors? They made war with the Hagarites, Jeter, Naphish, and Nodab. And they were helped against them, and the Hagarites were delivered into their hands, and all who were with them, for they cried out to God in the battle. He heeded their prayers because they put their trust in him. Are you in a battle? Put your trust in him. Cry out to God. He's promised to take care of you. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
They took away their livestock, 50,000 camels. Do you know how big of a field you got to have for 50,000 camels? There may not be 50,000 camels in all of the United States of America.
Read the next one.
250,000 of their sheep.
No, donkeys.
Now, I want to just ask you a question. Why did the Holy Spirit think it was important to put this in the Bible?
I don't know.
Because these men are not writing this. The Holy Spirit inspired men of God to write. I'm going to read it again. 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, 2,000 donkeys. Do you know how big of a field you got to have for 2,000 donkeys? That's a big field. And 100,000 of their men, for many fell dead because the war was God's, and they dwelt in their place until the captivity. 250,000 sheep. There's probably not 250,000 sheep in all the state of Michigan.
No, it says donkeys. 250,000 and, wait.
Mine says sheep.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Yeah.
It's all right. We're just making Bibles up right now. Here we go. 23. The children of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in their land. Their numbers increased from Bashan to Baal Hermon, that is to Senir, or Mount Hermon. They were the heads of their father's house, Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azrael, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel. They were mighty men of valor, famous men, and heads of their father's house. Mighty men of valor, famous men, and heads of the house. And they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers, and they played the harlot after gods of the people of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. Saul, the God of Israel, stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, that is, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. He carried the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh into captivity. He took them to Halal, Haber, Hera, and the river of Gozan to this day. Isn't it something that God gave him all of that spoil of war, and yet when the prosperity hit, they turned their back and chased other gods? Don't be afraid of prosperity at all. God loves people who are prosperous. Why do you think he made Abraham as prosperous as he made Abraham? Because he loved him. Don't use people to get money. Use money to bless people. God loves a rich man who will walk with him. He truly does. God wants billionaires right now that'll control these platforms like YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and Tic-Tac. What do you call it?
TikTok.
Tic-Tac. You know, them little mints you suck.
I just says in scripture in the Bible, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
But guess what? If you don't have anything to give, you can't give.
You give
and
your
in
heart.
Order to preach the gospel,
you give your heart.
You have to have to give.
You give your heart.
It's like God told Brother Summerall when he was...
you give your salvation.
78 years old. God said, I want you to buy a ship and feed the people around the world that are starving. And Brother Summerall went to shipsales.com. I don't know where he went. It was in the 90s. He went to the local ship trader and said, where can I buy a ship? And he found one for $15 million in the early 90s. That was still when $15 million was a little bit of money. And I said, what are you going to use it for? I'm going to use it to feed the hungry. And they said, well, for you, it'll be $30 million. I got a word for you. You can't buy a ship in obedience to God unless you have $30 million. If you think it's wrong to have $30 million, then you won't be able to do the work that God gave you to do. Brother Summerall said, you can double the price if you want. It all belongs to God, and God will give me the money. God gave him the money. And those men were probably cursed for doubling the money for a preacher.
Oh, yeah.
Brother Summerall was one of the first to ever own a Learjet. Why? I got to fly around the world. The rich, the wicked, the perverse use it. Why wouldn't I? I don't know what you're going to do with it. We just saw in the Word, by the Holy Spirit of God, that God gave them 200. Do you know how much land it takes to take care of 250,000 sheep? You know how many shepherds you got to have? Man, sheep are dumb. Wait, I'm not talking. Anyways, Lord have mercy, where are we at? As you can see, it's the majestic word of God right in the middle of just 100 names that we just named tonight. But what is it? God loves genealogies, and he loves to tell the story of his people. And that's what makes this the majestic word of God. We want to give everybody that's listening tonight, this morning, to have the opportunity to pray the prayer of salvation, because no matter who shows up, I always want to make sure you're right with God. Everybody that's with me, pray this prayer. Remember, faith comes by hearing. The more you say it, the deeper it gets in your spirit, and the more the revelation comes to you. Pray it with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need your help every day.
I know I need your help.
In every part of my life.
In every part of my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again.
And you rose again.
On the third day for me.
On the third day for me.
Put your hands out and just say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling my whole being.
Filling my whole being.
Forever.
Forever.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. If you meant that from the depths of your heart. Well, I could tell as we were praying, somebody's like, oh, my God, this is the biggest rush I've ever had. There's no high like the Most High. You know why? Because he never brings you back down low. You get this level and you go to the next level. He moves you from glory to the next level of glory. What's going on in your life? Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, just came in you. Faith came. The light of the world just came in you and you got illumination. Jesus just brought all of his righteousness, and it annihilated all of your sin. They're thrown into the sea of his forgetfulness, never to be remembered against you another day. Why? Because you simply said, come in. The Father said, adopt you into the family. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. What's your responsibility? Walk with your Father. Pray this with me. Jesus, help me walk with you and the Father, by the Spirit, every day. I help you. He's the one that created you. He gave you all your gifts, talents, abilities, and your desires. And he's going to bring it to pass in your life. My email address and website are right there in the notes. Contact us, and we'll help you walk with God. We really will. There'll be some timestamps in this video where you can click on the little four-digit numbers. And those four-digit numbers will take you to all these places where we stopped and talked. And it'll be a blessing to you. Share this list. There in the notes is a link to this whole playlist of Read the Word, where you can share it with your friends and your family, anybody. And you just walking down the street and meet somebody that wants the Word, share it with them. It'll be a blessing to many people. And they'll love this majestic Word of God just like you and I do. Got to run till we see you again tomorrow morning. This is what we say. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. See you soon.